This is Azzy, and I'm going to be doing something off the cuff. I've written some words down, and, well, I'm just going to wing an idea that I had while playing a game the other day. I'm calling this one, for now, College Literature Tutor, Volume 1. Shall we begin? There you are. I've been waiting a while for you. You're late. I've been waiting here in the library for about 20 minutes now. Well, I'm not a very good tutor, if I'm at least not early, but that's okay. You can be a little late. It's not my grades, but it's yours. Now, shall we get down to studying? How are your grades doing? Have you turned in all your assignments? You have a poetry assignment coming up, don't you? Here, let me take a look at that. No, just sit down. I'll lean over you. Here we go. Here, let me take a look right here. There. Your first submission you were looking at doing. Is this about an antagonist or a protagonist? Oh, I see. It's about both. Oh. Well, if they fall in love. But if you do that, this just feels a little too cattywampus. That's an interesting word. Why did you use bloviate here? No. Well. It's an interesting read, but I don't know, it feels a little too wordy to me, and I don't think the emotion gets across. I think if you go back and study the words, try and feel the words and be the words, like protagonist, and antagonist, then you'd be able to feel how they could fall into love. The way you have it written now, it's just dull. You've written it as love. It's a very dull thing. You want to open the pathways. Make it more round and inclusive and make it love. Make it less cattywampus, as it were. Do you understand? And then the antagonist and the protagonist can come together in love. Now, your next entry. This is a comedy piece. You wrote about a plastic pretzel. and a whiskey coconut. Well, it's certainly creative. Yes, it does quite give quite a cute and very nice. Yes, it's quite emotive. Quite emotive. I wouldn't say it's quite comedy, but perhaps under the emotive category. Perhaps put more emotion into it. Relate the plastic pretzel and the whiskey coconut to something else. Cuteness, perhaps. Like you. How about this third one you were considering? Are you serious? You wrote a haiku about a chalupa, a burrito, and a taco. Were you just hungry or in a Mexican restaurant? You know, my dear, sometimes I wonder about you. It's okay, though. I'll be your tutor for some time to come. We'll get through this. So, whatever possessed you to write such a delicious haiku in the first place? I do admit, it does make me quite hungry. Though not for Mexican food. Overall, I would say that your words echo a redundancy. Your form is quite good overall, and I like how you set up to use a certain form overall. But then at the very end, you drop that form, which punctuates the emotions at the end. It destabilizes your lyrics, but it expresses an emotiveness that just triggers a certain palpitation that you just can't get with most mainstream poetry. It's more personalized, wouldn't you say? I would say that. I quite enjoy it. It's as if you're writing for someone close to you. Very close. I wonder how close. How close would you like them to be? How much closer? Mm.